Time for the Athlete of the Week program, brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it is my pleasure to welcome from Sand Creek Basketball our Player of the Week, Athlete of the Week, Rory Eck. And Rory, welcome. Eck, I'm sorry, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Rory Eck. I'm going to get that name right sooner or later here. But, hey, congratulations. Last week you had a great week. Stats-wise, you had 30 points, 10 rebounds against Morenci, and 26 points, 10 steals, 8 rebounds against North Adams. Quite a week for you.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So we had our first game. They were back-to-back, first game against Morenci. It was a league game, so it was really important for us to win, and we accomplished that. And then Friday, we played North Adams, and it was pretty easy game, but we got it done.
You got her done. And, record so far for the Aggies, 5-4, 1-2 in conference play. So tell us about the year so far as your team.
The year has been pretty good so far. I mean, coming off last year, we didn't know how things were going to go, but we definitely, our team's effort to win some games has been great.
Could you talk about the coaches for your program a little bit and how they prepare you guys for success on the court?
Yeah, so our practices are great. We get prepared by what they're going to play and what we need to do to get the job done, and we know what we need to do going into the game.
And you got a new coach this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about the transition there.
Yeah. The transition was hard because this is our third coach in 3 years, but I really like him a lot. He's done great for us, and we're winning games, so I think he's done a really good job.
So tell us about the Tri-County Conference this year. Pretty competitive, right?
Yeah, they're pretty competitive. All the teams are pretty decent on the top.
And I know your win over Morenci, that was a huge win. That's a big rivalry game, right?
Yeah, it was a really good win for us.
So who are some of your other rivals now in the Tri-County now that Madison has gone to the LCAA?
I would probably say it's either Summerfield or Britton Deerfield.
Okay, and tell us about those teams. Why are they so good?
BD's pretty good because they have a lot of three-ball threats, and they're able to get transition points pretty easily. And Summerfield has a lot of experience from varsity players over the years.
So tell us, when did you first get started playing the game of basketball?
Back in elementary school. I've been playing basketball for a long time now.
Next game coming up is actually tonight, right? At home against Erie Mason. Mm-hmm. What are you looking forward to in that one?
We're trying to get a win tonight, bounce back from our loss on Tuesday. See if we can get a win.
What's going to be key in order to beat this Erie Mason team you guys are facing?
Probably our defense, because we just let up a lot of points against Brandon Deerfield, so we can see slowing other teams down a little bit.
Well, Erie Mason only 1-8 so far in the season, 1-2 in conference, so pretty good shot that you could beat them.
Yeah.
So tell us about your game. You mentioned defense here a little bit. That's kind of a strong point. Tell us about your game and what you consider what you do best and what's an area you might have to improve on.
I'd say getting to the mid-range and making that shot. I honestly could say work on my defense a little bit more.
As a team, what are some of the adjustments you guys want to make as a group defensively to try and get a win tonight and shut down Erie Mason?
We need to play faster. We play in a zone, 1-3-1, and we just need to get out our closeouts faster and just our effort.
Well, what year are you in high school?
I'm a junior.
Okay, so is this your first year on varsity? How long have you been playing with the varsity team for Sand Creek?
I started freshman year.
Okay, awesome. How's that been, being on the team as a freshman and now being a little bit of a seasoned veteran as a junior?
Yeah, it's helped a lot because I've had a lot of game experience and I know what's going on.
Awesome. Any aspirations of playing basketball at the next level?
Yeah, I would love to play at the next level.
Any schools that would be on your list of favorites potentially that you're looking at?
I'm not too sure yet, but I would love to play anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're talking with Rory Eck from Sand Creek Basketball, our LISD Athlete of the Week. We'll be back after this message.
Are you looking for preschool opportunities for your four-year-old? Lenawee Great Start is accepting applications for children who turn four by December 1st, regardless of income. These school day programs are located across Lenawee County, including two classrooms operated by the Lenawee Intermediate School District. Programs offer free snacks and lunches and provide hands-on learning through creative curriculum. To learn more, visit LenaweeFreePreschools.org or call 264-5324. Give your child a great start and apply for preschool today.
Cool. All right, you're back inside the cave here. Pat Hayes and Calvin Keyes, our Athlete of the Week, Rory Eck from Sand Creek. And Rory, tell us about your team, some of the other players that you have played with, I'm sure, over the course of several years.
Yeah, so I've played with Trevor Opel for a while. He's been on varsity since his sophomore year, and he helps a lot. He's our second leading scorer, and he's a big aspect to the team. And then we have Carson Preston, our point guard, who gives us a lot of assists, and we really need him on the court.
Okay. We were talking off air during the commercial break. You also play football for Sand Creek. What position do you play on the gridiron?
I'm a tight end.
Okay. What do you enjoy about playing tight end?
I love going out for routes and getting catches.
Awesome. How did the season go on the football side of things for Sand Creek this year?
Our football season went pretty good. We made playoffs, but we lost to Whiteford in our first game.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Whiteford was really tough this year.
Yeah.
So you said you might want to play at the next level, Division III, Division II, Division I. Obviously, you'd like to go as high as you can.
Yeah.
But have any coaches been in contact with you?
I mean, I've talked to a few at like camps and such, but mm-hmm. I haven't really like talked yet.
So what do you do in the off season when you're not playing basketball?
During the summer and like spring, I play AUU, and I go to a lot of college camps.
Okay.
That's awesome. We were talking about football. How do you feel like being a dual sport athlete helps you develop overall as a athlete?
I think it helps because I'm always getting stronger during football and faster, and it keeps me in shape.
During the spring, do you don't play a sport? What do you just work on practicing basketball and football?
Yeah, I do a lot of trainings, and I do AAU basketball, so that helps a lot.
Where do you play AAU out of?
So my coach was Darren Shields from BD.
Yeah.
And we were the Michigan Mavs.
Okay, cool. Where's your home gym at?
BD.
Okay, awesome.
We talk a lot about chemistry on teams, on your basketball team this year. How would you describe the chemistry among all the players?
Our chemistry is pretty good because most of the players have been playing on varsity for a long time now. I'd say our chemistry is good.
So what do you think your goals are for the rest of the season?
Our goals are definitely win more games and hopefully get a district.
Okay. And what district are you in this year, do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. Well, Rory, we want to congratulate you on a great week last week and the continued success coming up the rest of the way. And hopefully we'll see you again here on Inside the Cave.
Thank you.
All right. Rory Eck from Sand Creek Basketball, our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. And continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success.